and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming. I'm Richard Jones. And is summer finally here? Well, driving through the fields over the weekend, there's certainly been plenty of activity this past few days in the grass fields. Whether that's silage, haylage or hay, it's all in full swing at the moment as farmers right across our MFR patch literally make hay while the sun shines. But for us, it was a trip out in the sunshine to Port Soy over the weekend to join in the boat festival. It was a real celebration of all things local, from music and dance to farming, food and drink, and of course, the fishing. But just like farming, fishing has had its fair share of problems over the past few years. Here's Alan Stewart, factory manager at Fish Merchants Downies of White Hills.
All our fish comes from Scottish ports or boats from Fraserburgh, Peterhead or independent vessels over on the west coast. Our most popular is, without a shadow of a doubt, is the haddock or our naturally smoked haddock. We've also got our kippers here today, which we do ourselves. But haddock, lemon sole and halibut, that's the staple ones for the northeast here. And we support local vessels as much as we can, just to the hard times they're going through as well.
You say they're going through hard times, how hard is it?
It's difficult for them, and in turn it makes it more difficult for us, because we've got to try and get the product to you, the customer, which is getting more and more difficult. They're having to go out and face challenges that they wouldn't have faced about 5-6 years ago.
What sort of challenges would those be?
Quota restrictions, that's the biggest one. Quota restrictions, days at sea, then obviously the fuel price, which everybody's feeling, admittedly. I mean, they've got to go 5-6 hours steaming to get to their workplace, but we just walk to work.
And how bad is this quota restrictions for them?
Devastating. Absolutely devastating. There's no continuity of landings. And if they go out, they're throwing back dead fish, which is nobody's benefit. Nobody's benefit at all.
And just tell us a bit about the boat festival. It's a fantastic event, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we've been sponsoring the food fair here for the last 10 years at least. It's good fun. It's hard work, but the committee do such a sterling job. The village is a sterling job. And it's great fun, especially when you've got blue skies like this.
And it's great to see so many local businesses involved as well,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. You've got the local butcher, the local baker, not quite the local candlestick maker, but it's very well supported locally.
And with that, we went off around the food and drink hall to sample the local fare on offer from producers along the Moray and Aberdeenshire coast. So do join me, 6:40 and 12:40 tomorrow, where we'll be speaking to some of them right here on MFR Farming.